thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Mandy Kennedy.
What's up?
Dalton Manch.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
He needs to read another apology.
Probably. Stephanie White.
For what?
Existing.
Oh.
He just needs to apologize to all of mankind for his voice, his reactions to things in general, his attempts at shaving.
His attempts at shaving.
Needs to just apologize for all of it. Moving on to actual nerdy stuff, though, today. We've got some comic book news, which is the first time in a while, so I'm pretty excited about this. We've got a new TMNT and Batman comic coming out. The one-shot was so popular that they are releasing a new version of it that's going to be drawn in the style of the animated series and using the animated series or the animated series Batman, and I think it's the Nickelodeon show for the Turtles, right?
Yeah, it's the animated series Batman from the early 90s and then the current run of the Turtles on the Nickelodeon show.
Yes.
So it's very I don't want to say similar art styles at all, cuz it's not really, but they'll both be they'll be super cartoony, which I am more than okay with.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't get Bruce Timm or anything for it, so sorry, guys. But it will be that Batman, unlike the one shot they did, which was just comic book Batman, comic book Turtles.
The IDW style comic run, which that was also just so much fun. I'm super excited for it. I forgot it was a thing when we went up to Villainous Grounds this past week. And you're like, oh, I need to add this to my list. What did you add? The Batman animated series Ninja Turtle crossover. I need to add that real bad.
Yep. So, and speaking of which, if you guys want to, it's coming out, I believe, in September.
November.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm almost sure it's November.
It'll be releasing November. That's probably right. I'm thinking Teen Titans Rebirth, which I also need to add to my list.
And Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond's getting another one?
I don't know if it's a rebirth, but I'm pretty sure I saw there's a Batman Beyond book coming out.
Is Tim Drake still Batman Beyond?
I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't been keeping up with Batman Beyond at all. That's why I'm really excited about the Rebirth run, so I can start. So
fair
I can
enough.
Add another book to my list.
Yay. Yeah, I'll need to add that too. But anyway, head on down to Villainous Grounds in Perryville. You can get that added to your pull list. And while you're at it, get some of the best coffee in Southeast Missouri. They recently started doing pumpkin pie spice.
Their smoothies are good too.
It's true. And boy, do I love pumpkin pie.
Winter 2016 is what it says, so it may be a little bit.
Okay. So either December, way, you can still get it added. As soon as they get it ordered, they'll have it for you. So yeah, that's super cool. Then also in comic book news, Marvel has announced Monsters Unleashed. It was probably the most disappointing reveal to a little bit of hype because they released the picture, MU, find out, I think it was in 2 days or something like that when they officially announced it. And everybody was like speculating, oh, what is this? What is this? It's got to be something mutants related. Oh man, maybe we'll finally get something cool with the mutants.
We're going to put them on the moon.
Oh, God. Because a lot of people are thinking Mutants Unlimited or like Mutants United or something like that. It turns out to be Monsters Unleashed, which is a Marvel magazine they released back in the 70s with the adventures of a werewolf, Frankenstein's monster, and I think a mummy.
Yeah, so they were in an episode of Spider-Man Unlimited. Or
really?
Not Unlimited, Ultimate Spider-Man. There was a two-part episode, and it was okay.
Every time you get that group of monsters together, it's like, are we doing a Scooby-Doo episode, or what is happening?
Interestingly.
Oh my gosh.
Are we posing for a cereal box? What are we doing, guys?
The whole Monsters Unleashed? I tried Googling more information about this, and the top result is obviously Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo
2 Monsters Unleashed.
That was the second movie, wasn't it?
Yeah. I said 2, didn't I?
I mean, you might have, but I was trying to. I didn't hear Scooby-Doo 2. I just heard Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed.
I think it's like either 60s or 70s Scooby-Doo movie where they're in the race and it's got all the monsters and stuff in it.
Oh, I loved that movie.
And yeah, it's okay. But that's the first thing I think of when you put those monsters together is, yep, we're doing an old late 60s, early 70s Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Because they made Shaggy a werewolf in that.
They did. They did make Shaggy a werewolf. That, there's the one where, like, their daughters, all the monsters' daughters are at a school together, and Shaggy is working at the school for some reason.
Yeah, he's, like, their coach.
Oh, I was about to say, is it going to be the It's Always Sunny bit where he's the janitor? Be like, don't eat trash.
No,
he was the volleyball coach.
I think I remember it now.
Yeah, I also watch enough Cartoon Network.
You've seen these.
Yeah,
before,
I just couldn't think of it. But then when you said he worked there, I was like, oh yeah, I remember watching that.
He didn't know why he worked there.
Yeah,
they did not have any setup.
Yeah,
like he just went there. He thought he was going to be a volleyball coach, and suddenly monsters.
Because Shaggy was meant to play volleyball.
So is this the same? Okay, so because the Ultimate Spider-Man, it was Blade, Werewolf by Night, the Living Mummy. And then Man Thing.
What? Yes, except minus Blade.
So yep. It's just okay.
Watch out
it might
this
have
day,
Blade
werewolf.
In it, but I'm not sure. Like I'm just talking about the 70s version. Okay. Had Man Thing, the Werewolf, and yeah, the Mummy.
Okay,
Man Thing
and Frankenstein's Monster,
which it's literally Swamp Thing. It's just yeah, you can't call it that.
Yeah, like
because DC's got yeah. Swamp Thing.
I know, yeah. Dracula was the villain, and it's just like, why'd you make him the villain?
Yeah, it's gonna be real interesting. I actually might have considered it. It's being written by Colin Bunn, which okay, I'd give it a shot. But it's being drawn by Greg Land.
No, how
good.
So we're not gonna see their feet, and they're all gonna and just Mummy's gonna be just ripped.
No, you're thinking or of no, Rob Liefeld.
That's right. No, they're all just going to be traced over.
Yes.
Like, yep. He's going to put on those old, like, 60s horror movies and just trace over the screen.
Yep. Because mm-hmm. That's how Greg Land draws, ladies and gentlemen. He traces. It's been proven that he does trace most of his characters.
And what we call awful. That and that's what we so call stupid. That in the real world is it's plagiarism.
Art uh-huh. theft. That's what that is.
So, yeah, he'll take a model that's similar to what he needs, and he'll trace it and put it into the book.
How do you get away with that?
There's a huge difference. He probably calls it reference, and it's not. So, yeah. Like, I'm referencing this. No, you're stealing it.
It's an homage, except yeah. I'm not crediting the original source.
Like there's a huge line. There's a really thick line between reference and... It makes me mad, Jesse.
He's also got a habit of any character drawn in a spandex suit.
So his, all of superhero-dom?
Much of it is basically traced from porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's a thing.
Yeah, so if it's a girl wearing latex suit, it's traced of a naked woman just from a porno.
I just yeah. imagine like him, his studio is like in a basement and it's gross.
And it's all dark and stuff.
And yeah.
it's like an old school TV.
I mean, the man keeps getting work. He has a whole lot of money.
Yeah, I don't understand how he keeps getting
work. Under those conditions.
He was,
that's how he got good, man.
He sits with a light table good. In a really dark basement.
And then he's got just the gallon jug of lotion and we'll move past it. Greg Land is terrible. And because of Greg Land, I probably won't be picking this up.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
Though Greg Land is just the... he's the penciler. They're getting a different artist. And that has worked pretty well in... I think it's Uncanny X-Men Greg Land is drawing. But somebody else is doing the inking, and it's looked a lot better. But it's looked better than his past work. Were it not for the fact that I just can't help myself from getting X-Men, I wouldn't have read it either. But... Why do they got to keep giving him good books to draw?
I just don't get how he hasn't just been blacklisted entirely.
I mean, the internet was the one that exposed the whole tracing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
but even that, like, oh, here's irrefutable evidence that he is a thief.
Yeah.
We're going to keep putting you on major books for major companies.
He's not the one who was tracing Bleach, right?
No.
Like a couple years ago, do you remember that?
I don't, but no.
Okay.
Because he's never done anything in that style.
Okay, because that was another... There was somebody else who had a published book, and turns out he was literally tracing panels out of the Bleach manga and changing it, but that's neither here nor there, I guess.
See, Colin Bunn might be more of the reason that I won't buy it. Just like,
I mean, I've never loved anything that he does, but I also don't hate anything that he does.
Yeah, and then I met him that one time, and he just kind of brushed me off, and I was like, all right, cool, I have no reason to ever like you, because your stories are decent.
Have you met you?
Oh. Well, now I'm sad.
There you are, you know it.
And now, and now he's thinking, oh, that all makes sense.
I love you guys.
We tolerate you.
Aw. What's next?
All right. Next on the docket, EVE Online is going free to play. So if you have gotten burned by No Man's Sky with the galactic exploration of the gigantic map, check out EVE Online. It's going to be free. For a limited account, I don't know exactly what the limitations are, so you won't have the same as the people that are paying the $15 a month for it, but you will be able to play the game. I don't personally recommend it because I was super bored with the game. It is an amazing concept.
And isn't it like, do you have a job? Do you want another one that except you pay it? Like,
uh-huh.
It's... I've not seen the appeal. Like, I get the... Well, that's not true. I understand the appeal, but as soon as people, like, realize, oh, no, this is just, like, space grind.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Runaway screaming.
Yeah, no, it's awful. Like, okay, my big thing that I had with this, like, the concept is awesome. Everything is completely player-driven. If you were to... And if you were to traverse the two furthest points in the game, it would take you over a week of real time... constantly moving to get from the two furthest points in the map. So it's gigantic. You have, like, different space stations and everything else. Like, the middle of the map has centralized government-run space stations, but everything else is free space owned by player-run and player-created corporations. And it sounds really cool. The entire economy is all player-driven. Like, you can't buy anything other than the most basic of things from a merchant. Everything is bought on the online marketplace, sold by other players that they have found through mining and etc. All of this sounds so cool. You can make a pirate band and just fly through space, you know, waiting to jump people outside of warp points and everything else. The downside, and what I didn't find out until I had started playing the game, the combat is... It makes World of Warcraft look... just epic.
Oh.
Yeah, basically, like, okay, if you're flying a small ship, here's how combat, where any ship can do it. You find your target, you right-click on them, and hit orbit. So now what you're going to do is you're going to start spinning around them, because that's the easiest way to increase the odds you don't get hit.
That's the intimidation tactic right
there. Yeah, so you're going to start flying in circles around them. And then as your missiles, et cetera, come off of cooldown, you just press the button to fire the missiles. That's combat.
Can you dodge that?
No. I mean, like, flying in circles makes it to where it's possibility that it's going to miss.
But so can your target then be like, oh, I want to fight this person, and then they start circling you while you're circling, and then it's
that
just
actually
like,
happens, yes.
Oh, my God.
So basically, horrible. The two of you start like going in the same circle.
You're
pattern.
Giving me a headache just talking about how terrible.
Another guy shows up, and then it's a figure eight, and
it gets weird.
There was a really cool GIF I saw, or like a story a year ago, a couple years ago, I don't know when, but like, because there's like these giant corporations that have started that are legitimate, like, other jobs people take.
Yeah.
Like I'm, that's not a joke or
they end up selling. They end up selling the in-game currency for real money, and they make a substantial amount of money each year, like,
oh my
running
gosh.
These corporations in-game.
Who buys it?
And so they're...
People.
Players, yeah.
Yeah, players.
But so there was, like, this huge deal because, like, because the corporations are at war with each other.
Yes.
Because they're oftentimes trying to sell the same goods and services, I guess. I don't know.
And if they can all have the same stuff, they have, like, you can create a monopoly in the game.
Yeah.
And, like, you can control the market on certain things. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's what everybody's trying to do.
Because I remember, like, a convoy went through and someone accidentally hit the wormhole or whatever, like, too soon. So, like, one giant, like, it was something like $10,000, like, real money worth of stuff got destroyed or stolen. And it was just this huge deal. And it's like, okay, I'm watching this and I'm like, okay, what am I looking at? Go to the comments. No. How? How do you spend that much money?
Yeah, because some of the, like, I talk about, like, this kind of ship. Like, the ship that I flew around was just this tiny one. You can actually go up to these big, like, capital cruise ships.
What's up, guys?
And you've got, like, I mean, this thing is gigantic. You can do the orbit thing, but it ain't quick. like, it just kind of, like, because this thing, okay, the ship that I flew was a stealth bomber. It was little bitty. Like, it was the, you know, the size of the starter ship, but much faster, and it could go invisible. And threw out, like, mini nukes. Then you have the, like, the cruise ships can shoot the same thing I shoot, except they're, like, literally 100 times the size.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they're just gigantic and crazy.
In, like, Star Wars, it's like you start with a land speeder, and then, like, you could eventually get, like, if the Death Star was longer.
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff that size. Like, not the Empire... the galactic. I mean,
you can get like Star Destroyers and stuff like that too. And then, you can get just even bigger.
Yeah.
It gets nuts. And then my job within like our little mini band of people was as the stealth bomber. I would go through, because you have people camping out of these warp points waiting to attack like travelers.
Mm-hmm.
So my job would be to go stealth, go through the point, make sure it's clear, and then report back.
You were the rogue.
Effectively. Because it was the cheapest and easiest thing to get into, because I was much later into the game than the rest of my friends.
Mm-hmm. You walk through, nope, go back.
That only happened once, where I walked through, I was like, nope. Because the funny thing is, like, they could tell that somebody was coming through the warp point,
mm-hmm.
but because I was invisible, they couldn't click on me. So they couldn't attack me. Because that's how the game works.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They're like, somebody came through the warp point.
You can't click what you can't see.
Fire missiles at it. We can't. Why? We can't click it.
Was it like, was it a completely like blank screen, or could you see like the outline of your invisible?
No, yeah, it was completely blank to them.
Because like, that'd be really aggravating. Like, I can see it. Like, I can tell. That would be me. Like,
no, yeah. And the most frustrating thing about this game, right? So the way the game works in terms of getting skills, you don't just go out and do stuff and level up. That's not how it works. What you do, you train skills. It takes real time. You buy these little chips. And basically the idea of the game is you are implanting chips into your brain and just downloading the information. So you learn skills that way. It takes real time to learn the skills. Now,
I know Kung Fu.
Exactly. So, it's so frustrating, because the last skill I needed to get stealth for my stealth bomber, so I could actually be useful to the crew, it took me just under a week of real time to learn the skill for stealth. It's silly. It's a week. And then to shoot my little mini nukes, like the weapon that the stealth bomber was good for, to be able to do that, like that was the last skill I needed to learn. And it would take 30 days real time.
What?
I mean, that's $15.
Uninstall.
That's exactly what happened. Like, I got to that skill because I was able to fly my stealth bomber, and then they recommended that I download a couple of these skill chips before I hit the bomber chip, because the bomber chip takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the way to lower the timeline, is to increase your skill in certain areas, and it drops the time by a certain percentage. So I did those after I got the stealth. So, yeah, I did a couple of missions where I was stealthing, but I wasn't really useful in combat. And then, once I got those chips down, 30 days.
What was it before those chips? 90?
Probably.
Jeez.
You will have to apply for a license first. They got to get back to you.
All right.
I have to assume, just because of the – and I know Eve has been around forever at this point, but I'm assuming there's also like a quick learning perk that you can pay actual money for, and it'll...
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, really?
There might be now, but as far as I know, like, basically the what makes the learn faster is to increase your skills.
You must sacrifice everything.
Gross. So, like, you download, like, an intelligence chip, and that makes all things that require that attribute learn faster.
Nah.
And, you know, the more of those you learn, the longer it takes to learn those. And
so you're telling me I can spend 30 days in real life and learn how to fire mini nukes?
Yes. If as long as you you have to get surgery to have the chip insertion point installed in your brain.
That's a raw deal.
Does my hand just turn into like Mega Man's hand? I mean, yeah.
That's a super raw deal.
I'll see you guys in a couple months.
I'm going to see your name on the board at work, and I'm like, dang it,
Mandy. Experimental surgery.
You have to get the chip inserted into your brain, and it has to download after that. That's cheap. Like, that's like the whole, like, I put a game in my PS4, and I have to wait for it to install.
Yeah, what kind of terrible internet connection does Eve have?
Yeah.
It's all of space.
It's just like... No, it needs to be like a PS1 where I put the disc in and I can play the game.
Yes.
You mean like my DS does?
Exactly.
That made me so mad. Like, oh, yeah, it's on a disc, but you're still installing it.
Well, exactly.
Put
you put the
in. I'm going
to
boot up.
But it's fine, because then you just have to update the actual game once it's installed.
Yeah.
This is unrelated. Bravely Second glitched at the end of the final boss fight for me. I had to do it all again.
That's unfortunate.
After it got real meta and the big bad almost deleted my save file.
You didn't get that update.
Like, that's what happens at the end of the game. Spoiler.
You don't have to get
that's
the...
That's kind of
yeah,
neat.
You don't
it
have
was awesome, but then it really did glitch, and I'm like...
No.
Oh, no. You could Too meta.
It couldn't handle it.
You can put the Wi-Fi adapter on your ear, and you can just get DLC chips, and that would explain why it takes forever to install. But if I put the chip directly into my brain, this is just the logic of the game doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Yeah, just... It,
but
yeah.
No, that's the thing. Like, the game was sold to me as this awesome, epic space exploration thing you can play with your friends and become awesome. And what it is in actuality is... just this boring...
Tedium, the game.
Exactly.
Tedium in space.
Jesse's like, I'm going to go sit in the corner and wait for Andromeda to come out.
So you got to do the Homer Simpson at work, and you get, so like, because I'm assuming at the end game, it's just like, just get the little birdie that like dips down, and so you're just like slowly moving forward.
I mean, you
a
could
little
actually
bit, just leave the program running for a week.
You could at
you
the very
punch
least
in the time, and then you punch out the time.
You could be logged out, and the skills would train.
Okay, that's good.
So there was that bright side. Sort of.
I thought you meant like in-game program running, like egg hatching in Pokemon Go.
Can you do anything?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want while you're doing it. Like it just runs in the background. And
I just,
it just
picks you leg on a table hooked up to a machine as it's downloading to you.
No, yeah, you can go out and you can mine.
Fish?
You can do mercenary quests.
You should re-download that. You're probably like one of the most powerful players in the game at this point.
Now you have to actively hit the train button.
Minus gross. The 14-year-olds who have been doing this for like years.
Oh no, this is
like 25.
Adults. No, yeah, this is like grown adults.
No,
that
no,
are...
no. I mean, they started when they were 14, so by now they've got one of those giant ships. And
I mean, realistically, you can get those as long as you have the funding for it. You can get one of those giant ships in less than 6 months.
That's 6 months of time.
Yes, but...
I'm not even saying how much money it is.
Oh, I mean, like, you can do it, like, in-game funding is different. Like, if you get a corporation that'll just supply you with the materials, the ISK, and everything else, then you can actually just build it, and it's good to go.
You have to do a Skype interview with them to try to pitch your idea for a spaceship.
but yeah, no, enough of EVE Online. No Man's Sky came out, and that was actually, whenever it was announced... Because one other thing in EVE Online, there's no planetary exploration. Mm-hmm. You can go to solar systems and stuff, and you can see the planets, but you can't explore the planets. Mm-hmm. So then No Man's Sky comes out. And this, to me, it was at first pitched in such a way that I thought, this is what I wanted out of EVE
Online. This is like
EVE
Online, except...
Except I can actually fly a ship. Mm-hmm. I can explore planets and shoot and kill stuff. I can set up a pirate base. Oh, this is going to be super cool. And then it was none of those things. Well, no, that's not true. You can still fly a ship. You can explore a planet. You can set up a base eventually. Cannot play with your friends. Ever.
Because you'll never run into them.
Not even that. Two people, like the first week the game was out, two streamers found each other. Or, well, when I say found each other, they went to the same place.
Yeah.
And they got into the same room. And would have been staring at each other, except they couldn't see each other. Because they were in different instances of the game. So yeah, there's no way to play with your friends on No Man's Sky. But the main reason I wanted to bring it up, clarification for last week. We said that Steam, Sony, and Amazon were running refunds, regardless of the...
Playtime.
That's not entirely true for Steam. They didn't just open up a blanket exception. You have to submit a ticket... And you will likely still get a refund if you submit a ticket.
Which, and that's how their return policy works anyway.
Yeah.
It's the way, the like, when the news articles came out that were saying that, like, oh, Steam's, you know, making an exception to their rule on returns, it made it seem like they were doing this just for No Man's Sky, but in the actuality, it's no, they've always done returns after
the
2 hours.
The 2 hours, yeah.
After the two-hour playtime limit, it's just more... to do that instead of just instant, this game is not what I thought it was. Okay, here's your money back. It's submit a ticket that says this game isn't what I thought it was. And then
this game isn't what they told me it was.
Yeah.
All right, here's your money back. Thank you. But Sony and Amazon, though, were giving refunds on No Man's Sky because the developer lied about what was in the game.
And Steam is giving refunds, just not for any... That's just their policy. It's
right.
Not the...
So after the 2 hour, like if you put more than 2 hours in a No Man's Sky, you do have to submit a ticket and you will likely get a refund. But I don't think I've heard of anybody not getting a refund that wanted one. So yeah, just as a clarification, you can't just get it, play it, and then get your money back like at any time. You've got to go through all that hullabaloo if you will. Let's see. Moving past that, I think that's all I've got for... No, video games. There's still a lot for video games, but we'll come back to it. Ghostbusters 2016 is getting a subtitle, Answer the Call, on Blu-ray.
Please answer it. we made no money. Please answer this call.
They really did make no money. I'm going to buy it because I actually thought the movie was pretty good. And then yeah, it's got some extra deleted scenes, you know, the general stuff that Blu-rays have. I think it's got, I think it's slightly extended, like the main cut has extra stuff in it, but I'm not sure. Similar to like Batman v Superman when they released. Still haven't watched it. I bought it. I still haven't watched it.
Yeah, me too. I still watch it.
Wouldn't recommend it.
It's so long.
It's
such
boring.
An investment.
So
Civil War's coming out soon.
Yep, yes. I think it comes out in about a week or two because the digitals are already getting.
Yeah, the digital's already out.
They're so already playing commercials for it on TV. So
it has to be releasing within at least 2 or 3 weeks. Which
I'm on a Tuesday.
I
hope it's not on Tuesday.
It,
I think it's usually Tuesday.
It's usually Tuesdays or Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Tuesdays are the movie release date. I know that, but I don't know if it's this Tuesday or not. We'll get a date on that in 1 second.
Well, while you're doing that, because, I will be buying that. And also in movie TV news, Stranger Things got renewed for a second season, and they gave us a teaser about season two.
To no one's surprise.
Yeah, because everybody was just talking about how good that show was, and I agree it was really good. The soundtrack in general, though, is what really made it. Mm-hmm. My Lord, that soundtrack was amazing.
I don't know how I feel about a second season. Like, I'll watch it. But the way the first season ended, like, I'm like,
My understanding is it's by second season, it's going to get more of, like, an American Horror Story treatment, where the second season is going to be just a completely different set of characters, completely different...
Oh, really?
...set of instances. That's the going theory on the interwebs, because they haven't said anything about what they're doing in season two.
See, that's surprising to me, because it ended where there was stuff they could do. Like,
yeah, I mean, American Horror Story did that every season too.
Yeah, but that was always started as an anthology,
right? And that's what that's the word. Mm-hmm. And that's what I thought. Like, that's the going theory is that Stranger Things is going to be an anthology because a lot of series similar. It's supposed to be based off of series similar back in the 80s, and that's what a lot of series like that did in the 80s. They were all anthologies, not all of them. A bulk of them were anthologies. So that's what everybody is thinking this is going to be. It might be related, like, you know, it'll talk about the, not going to spoil too much because a lot of people still haven't seen it. You should. It's really good. But, like, the other place is probably still going to be relevant.
Right.
Just for people wanting to know, Captain America Civil War is going to release on the 13th of September. And also, X-Men and Apocalypse is going to be releasing on October 4th. Hmm. So those are your Blu-ray
releases. Blu-ray updates.
Yep.
I keep forgetting that's a Captain America movie, not an Avengers movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely Captain America centered, but it's an Avengers movie, basically.
It's a Captain America movie with all the Avengers in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woohoo!
Captain Friends.
When's the next movie?
And enemies.
When's the next movie?
The next Marvel movie in general, or
Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange in October, right?
November.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Man, I just
we literally did the same bit last week. I think it's November 4th.
Yeah, that's right.
Which
that
comes
is
out?
Accurate.
Is it
because that's 4 days before my birthday?
Is it Spider-Man or Black Panther that comes out first?
I'm pretty sure it'd be Homecoming that comes out first.
I mean, because they both come out next year. I know.
Yeah,
it is Spider-Man.
I mean, next year is going to be just chock
Wonder
full of
Woman
and Wonder Woman.
I'm really excited for that one.
Suicide Squad made me less excited for Wonder Woman. Because I'm sure whoever is making Wonder Woman is going to do an awesome job, but then WB is going to be like, okay, so hypothetically, what if Wonder Woman wasn't a girl? It's like those are the kind of notes that they're trying to throw out there. I hate you, WB.
I'll kill everybody.
Yep.
Hate you.
WB is just the worst ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not true. The WB movies division that's in charge of the DC movies, worst ever. The DC directs
are amazing.
So good.
Spider-Man Homecoming is going to come out before Black Panther, because Panther isn't coming out until 2018.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Really?
Now, is it going to come out before Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
No, Guardians 2 is coming out 2017.
I don't know why. Okay.
It's 2017, Dalton.
Thank you.
We know this.
Now, what about... Okay.
Speaking of which, fun fact, going back to the Monsters Unleashed real quick that I read, James Gunn, that does Guardians of the Galaxy, also did Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters of the Universe.
Yeah. He's done some, like, he's had an eclectic career.
Yes. Gosh, that movie's awesome.
Oh, man.
It's so bad.
I'm going to go watch it later.
I still think that deleted, like, bit, or the extra part from the Blu-ray on Guardians of the 8-bit, like, this is how we got here, but they do it completely in 8-bit video game format, is the hands-down greatest Blu-ray extra I've ever had on a movie. Because it's all in 8-bit. It's the funniest thing in the world.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so go ahead and moving on to some video game news. We've got Overwatch Season 2 officially hit.
Yay.
On everything. Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. Yes.
Are they doing competitive points differently this time
out? Yes. They multiplied everything by 10 because they wanted to get rid of the coin flip. Mm-hmm. So, and that was, you know, the way they settled ties before. Like, anytime you had a tie, there was a coin flip, and then one team got screwed. So, they got rid of the coin flip because everybody wanted it gone, and now you just get a tie. Like, if it would go to coin flip, tie game, both teams get 5 competitive points, is how they split it up, and no team gains or loses any season ranking.
Okay. Because I know, I haven't checked the guns yet, but
they multiplied everything by 10.
Oh, are you serious? Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
So they also multiplied all of the points you already had.
Yes.
I had 1 point from
then
last
season. Then you have 10
points.
Yes. Yay! Good job,
10 points, yes.
No, I got 20 points. I won my first ranking match.
So before, when it was 300 competitive points to get your gold guns, now it's 3,000. But you can earn 10 points per game as opposed to 1 point per game. Or you can earn 5 points if you get a tie. And there is only one match type where you can actually get a realistically get a tie. And that's on, I guess two, because it's on the hybrid type and the assault type. There's a possibility for a tie, and that's if no team can grab the first point in either map.
Okay.
Like, that's the only way to get a tie at this point, the way they have it set.
Really? Not even if they both teams get the first point, but not the second?
They do
no,
it by distance.
It goes by time and distance. Oh.
Or like how much time it takes.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess on the assault
map. I was
going to
say, like, yeah, but on assault, that makes no sense because it's...
Well, they still get...
They both made...
Yeah, then if they both fail again, like, it's just...
Or is it just like, so they... Team A got the first point in 3 minutes, Team B, 3 minutes went up, so they lose?
No, I think you're right. On assault, you can still get a tie on the second point. So if Team A gets the first point, fails to get the second, Team B gets the first point, fails to get the second, then, yeah, I think it's a tie again. Okay. Yeah. So, and then on the payload, there's...
And a payload, it's distance because it's...
Right. Yeah, there's no way to get a tie on payload anymore. And there's no way to get a tie... Well, there was never a way to get a tie on King of the Hill, so...
I think it's timed on the payload, too, right?
If yep.
You beat their time.
Yeah, they made it a...
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they made it timed. So, like, if both teams completely capture it, it's actually, like, the... it's time bank now. So, like, the assault map, if both teams get the payload all the way there, then they just... You know, start again. Team A starts again, get the payload as far as they can. Team B tries to beat that.
It's faster. Yeah, we had a competitive match like that, and we didn't win, and then we won, and so we won the final. So good.
Also, they changed it where if you, and congratulations on the win there, if one team, because they had the deal where the least amount of time you could have was 2 minutes, they would just increase. Like, if you got down to overtime, they would give you 2 minutes. Whatever time they give one team, they give the other team as well, which I'm a big fan of that change. So, like, if you go from, you know, I had zero time to 2 minutes, the other team, say they had 4 minutes, now they have 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. A-okay with that. Yeah. And they changed up a lot of, like, balance changes in the characters. Like, the character balance right now feels incredible. Like,
Unless you're a Genji main, then you're just sobbing.
Yep, if you were a Genji main that took advantage of all the exploits in the game that Genji could take advantage of, then yes, you were very upset.
Yeah.
But if... Yeah, that nerf was necessary.
Good,
well, yeah, that was the thing with Genji. Basically, he had a combo that
he's
was...
a ninja, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of his combos was an exploit in the game where basically you could reset either a hit or something with a quick melee.
Okay.
So you could reset the attack animation or like the shooting animation with his ninja stars with a quick melee and then do the dash. So what would end up happening, his combo, if I remember right, was alt fire, which throws out 3 shurikens in kind of a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're close enough, all 3 hit the target in front of you. Then you have the quick melee cancels the animation for it, and you can immediately dash out of the quick melee.
Mm-hmm.
And that
to get
was
away from him or get away from whoever?
Get away and do damage. Like you dash through
because his melee is an attack.
Yep.
Or his dash is an attack too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what would end up happening? Like that was a 200 damage combo. So you could just get in someone's face and execute that combo, and they would die.
Shank
most characters that
away.
Weren't tanks. Do what?
Shank them and then run away.
Basically. Yep. Yeah, you threw 3 stars in their face, you sliced them with a sword, and then you cut through them and they died. And basically the way that was possible was because of an exploit in the game where melee attacks would... There's a lot of animations that melee cancels, including reload animations.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just they got rid of that exploit. And then they also reduced his mobility a little bit. Genji has a double jump. And it's really cool. It makes him really mobile. What was happening, though, is that he could run up, like he could double jump up to a wall, run on the wall for a second, and then he could double jump again. So
which people were using to glitch out the server.
It's like that Sonic Boom, the Knuckles glitch.
But worse, except more game breaking, because it wasn't a single player game. It's they would crash the server for everyone involved.
Yep.
Kudos to Blizzard for completely. Oh no, it was never by accident.
No.
You couldn't accidentally do it.
You
had to know
exactly
what you
were losing the game. You could just crash it out, and nobody lost.
Yep. Oh. Which Blizzard was banning people for that.
Yes.
No warning. Just okay. Bye.
Yeah, pretty much. Like if they saw it happen. Then, yeah, your account was gone. You were out $40.
If Genji was the real person, they pull him into the office like, okay, Genji, we need to talk.
this little double jump you do, you're going to have to stop.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, even on top of that, like, it just made him too mobile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so now once you wall run, you can't double jump off of that?
Right.
Okay.
Which I'm A-okay with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, he was already, like, he was too mobile, and, like, nothing could, his counters couldn't keep up with him was the problem. So they needed to, his basic counters are Winston,
May,
and Symmetra.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't deflect any of them. He can't, like, really jump away from them necessarily.
He can jump, well.
Well,
I
he
mean,
can jump away.
As long as May gets the jump on him, like, if she can start slowing him before
mm-hmm.
he just dashes away.
Then, yeah, like, she can take it out.
Winston's really the only one who could follow him at all. As long as his leap wasn't on recharge.
Right, because Winston has a jump, so when Genji tries to dash away, Winston can say, lol, nope.
Not today, Junior. Just jump into the game.
Exactly.
The game.
Like, I mean, I've killed many a Genji that way, and it's a lot of fun. But if the Genji is really good, then Winston can't follow him.
Right.
Like, it's not going to happen. He's just going
double
to charge.
Double jump, run, double jump, run.
Yep. He's just basically going to sit there and charge, and all the while throwing shurikens
mm-hmm.
at this giant gorilla target.
Yeah.
So he's just going to sit there and charging his ult off of Winston while Winston tries fruitlessly to kill him, or he'll just ignore Winston jumping away from him and tear apart your back line, like your healers and stuff like that. It was really annoying when you played against a really good Genji, and they also reduced the time on his ult to from 8 seconds duration to 6 seconds. Which was extremely necessary because his ult was easily the most game-turning. He could just hit Q or...
Except whenever I was Genji, because, like, I'll see these plays of the game where how we're recording is I'm at one end of the table, Jesse's at the other. Like, oh, I could hit Jesse with my melee sword attack. And
yes.
Then I can go and just, like, because the range on that looks ridiculous. But then anytime I played as Genji, it felt like I had to be, like, inside the character model to get a hit with it.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. Like, that's how I felt when I was playing him most of the time, too. But, yeah, no, the sword range is obscene, just in general. Like, if you know how to use it.
Mm-hmm. I did not.
I hate Genji. Because, like, good Genji players are just, before this nerf anyway, good Genji players were a nightmare to deal with.
It sounds like it.
Yep, no counter for a good Genji.
I guess, I don't know where I'm going.
Yes. So anyway, yeah, that's Overwatch news. So Overwatch
season
2
started. They released a new map.
Oh yeah,
a pretty new map.
And we got
it's so awesome.
It is really cool. Gosh. Except that both games that I played on Eichenwald, my team got just slaughtered.
I was on defense, so I got to see the.
You got to see the.
I got to see the other side.
It's a sad map, though. Did you look around? Like, there's a dead Bastion in one, and then there's like a King Reinhardt.
Yeah,
like,
because that's the.
Reinhardt's
clan fought off the Bastions there.
The first time John, Andrew, and I were like in the Bastion, we were like, "Is a dead Bastion. Why? And we're like, that's so sad.
Because the Omnic Crisis, that was how the Omnics attacked.
I know. We were just saying because it was sad.
And it would be cool
there.
If like that information was actually available to learn in the game.
But you can go on YouTube.
I'm kill you.
You got to have internet to play the game anyway.
You know you're on YouTube anyways.
Listen up, Jeff.
I like the map though.
The map is really cool, and they added two new Reinhardt skins for the map.
Yep,
which both look pretty sweet, and every character got a new emote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will say that first because I the first time I played Eichenwald, I think might have been the first game you played too, because we were on attack and we could not get past that first choke point where the bridge you have to go under the bridge.
Yeah,
and they didn't have a healer
because I had played. Yeah, they didn't. I had played a couple of times on PTR. I was playing Ana on that one. And I had gold medals in every category. They didn't have a healer on the other team. We just couldn't break through. I lost a couple of gold medals when I gave our Reinhardt. I ulted Reinhardt, so he gets supercharged. I'm sorry for all of those out there listening that aren't into Overwatch. But, yeah. he got supercharged. He ran in there, and he took my damage done briefly. And then lost it because we just got annihilated.
I got wrecked by a Roadhog on that one. He kept pulling me everywhere I was. Like, anywhere I went, I swear he was.
Yeah, they said they fixed his hook. They haven't fixed his hook yet. Yeah.
But other time I've played, I really like it.
There was a great part on, it's like, okay, it's the Roadhog pop quiz. I'm going to throw out a hook. Who's it going to hit? The Winston right here. The D.Va right here, directly next to the Winston. Or the Junkrat that you can kind of see a sliver of in between these two giant character models. The correct answer is D, McCree, who is behind that Junkrat and not inside at all. And it yanked him through all three of them.
That is factual information
right
there.
That is not right.
Because it was on Ilios, so that where you have to go into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, so it went like in between the little, the two entrances on the side and then the front. Oh, so
the McCree is just like a lot of data. Because
the way it presented it, it's like, okay, you know, Roadhog has a, like, there's something wrong with the hook. Clearly, it's going to be that Junkrat, and that's going to be funny to see it just go past these two giant character models. D, McCree. Oh, no.
What's about to. Oh, oh my. That McCree had a bad
he's
day.
Like about, he's like, it's half.
No, you just see his hat fly up in the distance. It's like, oh.
Yeah, no, Roadhog's hook is really annoying.
I was starting to get frustrated. I was like, where do I go? This hook! And I would die instantly.
I'm always happy whenever it goes right by me and misses me. That's satisfying. Just
like, whoosh.
Nope.
Like, missed.
And when I'm playing today, like one-on-one with a Roadhog, most of the time, I can kind of see it and I can juke him out of it and it's fine and then I just tear him apart.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever a Roadhog catches me unawares.
Yeah.
Or, like, I see the Roadhog at the last second, I'm like, oh, he's about to throw my hook, gotta jump, and then it just, like, grabs me by the pinky toe.
Right.
And I get ripped back. Oh, my God. And then, like, getting yanked around corners and stuff.
That's what infuriates me. I also very much hate, and you've mentioned the same thing, like, when you play Roadhog, it's like, okay, as soon as I get hooked, I'm dead. Because they just immediately hit the combo and that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I get a hook, which is nowhere near as often as every other Roadhog player, like, I can't fit, like, I don't kill him. It's like, oh, Tracer, yes, shot her in the head. Oh, now I'm dead, because why?
Yeah, no, that I've gotten better about it. Like, I actually do kill most of what I grab. But, like, my problem is whenever I'm playing against, like, Tracer is the one I brought up specifically. Because if I pull a Tracer, they just rewind immediately. If I am playing Tracer, I get pulled and I just die.
Yup.
I've gotten pretty good about I'm half and half now, and I usually play Lucio. But I've gotten to the point now to where I'm able to time it to where I, like, force push him. Right, whenever. Yeah. So he hooks me, and then I push him out of the way, and then I usually switch over and then get out of there.
If you did that to me more than once, I would start alt-firing you, which would be really funny to see on your end.
Haha, I'm oh no.
Haha, I
What's
pushed him away.
Giant cluster.
Yeah, you thought.
You thought you pushed me away a second time, homie. No, sir. That would just be really funny on your perspective.
Like, son of a. Nah.
Haha, I pushed him. What the?
That shouldn't work.
That's this view of McCree's hat flying into the air. Just
huh. My hockey helmet.
There you go, yeah, hockey helmet, yeah. Okay, so Oh boy. In the last 15 minutes, let's go ahead and talk about Nintendo Direct.
Rapid fire.
Yeah.
Amiibos, Link, lots of them.
It's true. There were a lot of them. So like Nintendo did a Direct on September 1st. It was just 3DS though, so still no word on the Nintendo NX or mm-hmm. no new news on it anyway. But we did get an Alolan Rattata, which is kind of neat.
Mustachioed.
He's been hanging out with a rough crowd.
He has.
Like someone did a fan art of the Joey. Of youngster Joey, but with the dark Rattata, and it's like Joey, no.
we got to see some more Z moves, and you know how that's gonna work. But yeah, that's the new Rattata. Yeah, he looks rough. He's dark normal type now, so you know, imagine that, and then look it up and see if it's anywhere near what you thought.
He's in the lower 10% of Rattata. That's why it's so rough. Thank you.
So he turned it dark.
He turned it dark.
I'm in the top 10% of Rattatas.
It's dark at the bottom of the barrel.
Jesus. I just saw a picture of him.
Right?
He looks like...
he's so mad.
He looks like he's going to be part of Marvel Monster Unleashed.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
It looks like he turned to hard drugs and alcohol.
He looks like, what was it, Doug Dastardly or something like that? Dastardly. Boris from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Super Mario Maker. Getting Super Mario Maker for the 3DS, which sounds cool because, yeah, Mario Maker on the go.
Of course. It's designed. You have the stylus. You can use the thing. Like,
folks.
This should have been a thing already.
Yep.
So, but it's going to be great because, like, I'll be able to, like, be at home or, like, I'll be on the road, like, say, because I'm going to St. Louis in a couple weeks. Like, oh, I'll be able to bring my 3DS. I'll get Mario Maker. I'll be able to, like, download all of Jesse's levels, all of Shannon's levels. I'll just be able to look those up.
I don't like how this bit's going.
I was just like, I think there's a twist here.
Yep, you ready for the twist?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can do none of those things.
Oh.
How's it going to work then?
It's not.
Is it Street
Pass? Yeah, Street Pass.
Hey-o.
That is exactly how it's going to work. Yeah, there is no online sharing of levels created on the 3DS version.
Thanks,
players can locally share levels with friends over wireless connection. Also, not all of the Wii U levels are compatible, so they're just not even dealing with it. So basically, like, if all of us here got Mario Maker on the 3DS, we could play, we could make levels, and it'd be super cool. And then the only way anybody else could play our levels is if they street pass us, or we can just straight up, like, if the two of us are in a room together, we can share wirelessly all of our created levels.
Now, what if they... So they're not going to do like an Animal Crossing where, like, oh, here's the address, here's my dream address. If you want to visit my town... Cool. Here's the code you need to input. You can't do that either? Like, there's no code?
Nope.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
For sure.
Because, like, I like the Street Pass things. By the way, there was an update for the Street Pass for anybody playing it where you actually get a new free game. They've got two ones. One's based on stock cars and one's based on the stock market.
Yep. That was another part of the Nintendo
Direct. Sorry, I don't mean to jump the gun.
No, you're good. That was just another part. Yeah, they added
the
new Street
McCree's
Pass
game. Hat again. But, but no, that's ridiculous because they... If Animal Crossing can do it, then Mario Maker can do it, right?
You would think.
I would. I do think.
But yeah, it's something with, like, you can share the data from 3DSs, but they don't want to use the bandwidth to share the levels via network. I don't know. I don't know for sure why they're not doing it, but they're not doing it.
Okay. Their life is so hard.
So, yeah, no, it's kind of lame. I was kind of excited about it at first because I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. You know, I can get Mario Maker for $40. I can sit there and play, you know, unlimited Mario.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Barry... I'm not sure what the actual book was, but, like, Barry's been making these awesome levels.
Like, insane puzzles. Like
these little quick, like, and like these puzzle levels and also just, like, these, like, little quick, like, reflex-type deals. And he ended up getting published in some sort of, like, Mario Maker book.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like, oh, cool, I could just download, like, Barry's friend code. Like, I can download all his levels just straight onto my 3DS.
And
oh, no, I can't? Great.
Not picking up your game, Nintendo.
Especially assuming if his, like, maybe his levels aren't compatible.
Yeah.
Which they probably are, because these are insane.
Yeah, like I said, the Wii U levels aren't, like, a lot of the Wii U stuff isn't compatible with the 3DS stuff, so they're just not doing it at all.
Then why do it?
I don't know.
I know they're going to make money on it. They're going to make money despite themselves, which is the
reason. Because people that don't do the research are going to look it up, and they're going to get real sad. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're going to be, oh, Mario Maker on the 3DS. I'm just going to buy it. And then there are going to be so many GameStop employees getting yelled at.
That was my point. Like, yeah, people were going to buy the game without doing the research and then find out after buying it that all these features are gone.
Yeah.
And I was actually about to say, like, man, I'm glad I don't work at GameStop anymore, because it would get real old real fast. All of the old ladies coming in saying, now Junior bought this and he can't do anything on it. Why didn't you tell me? I tried. Because if I were a GameStop employee, I would have. Like, I would have been like, all right, so just so you know. Because I did that all the time.
It's mostly to prevent you from having to deal with said situation.
Mm-hmm.
And because we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, Hastings Dalton would have been like, yeah, no, it's going to be great. Been like, oh, you already opened it?
Buy two copies.
Be like, you already opened it? I can't refund it. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's how it worked at GameStop. Like, I can't give you a refund.
You can leave.
Like, yeah, I would tell them, like, you can trade it in. I will give you this much store credit. Yes, I know it's terrible, man. Please stop shouting at me.
I actually re-listened to the GameStop episode with Kevin the other day.
That's a fun episode.
Yeah, it is. Oh, shout out to Kevin.
So if you guys want to hear some more tales from the GameStop days, we have a show.
Two of them.
Yeah, it's Tales from GameStop or Retail Hell. I don't remember what it was called.
Was the first one with Ace was on that one.
No, they're labeled GameStop.
The other two were GameStop.
Yeah, so if you find the ones labeled GameStop, like that, we relive our glory days. I have forgot how to talk. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Okay, so, because we need to get back on track here.
Animal Crossing updates.
That happened. Yeah. Mario Party Star Rush.
There you go.
So we get a new Mario Party for the 3DS.
Ooh.
Yay.
I bet you can't play online with people.
But right? But with that another set of amiibos, so we get more Mario Party amiibos.
I do kind of want the Ocarina amiibo.
I do too. But we got, for Mario Party, we got Diddy, Donkey, Boo, Wario, Rosalina, Peach... Daisy, sorry, and Waluigi.
I'm
real excited for Waluigi.
An update for Animal Crossing New Leaf. It's getting amiibo support, which is really cool. So I know Krista's going to be really happy. Steph's obviously really happy.
I haven't played Animal Crossing in quite a while, but it did make me want to pick it up again. But I don't want to restart my town because I don't want to try to appease the giraffe again.
Dude, yeah, I don't know even what town my town looks like right now.
Isabel, I'm sorry. I love you, but I'm sorry.
Where have you been? It's been blah, 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 days.
What's wrong with you? Thanks. You're the best.
Yeah. Right.
Then a Street Pass update. So like she was saying, we got a bunch of new stuff in the street, in the Mii Plaza, whatever you want to call it.
Can I talk about this for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, again, I don't mean to...
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay. But no, they have a function now where you can actually store street passes, because they've got a thing where currently you can hold up to 10 people and then have 10 waiting in essentially the lobby. You can pay to have up to 100 now stored. So, like, we're at a convention, right? And everybody and their cousins got a 3DS. Instead of having to check it every 5 minutes, if you have this... It costs like $5 or something.
Worth it.
You can hold up to 100 people in this area and then go through everything. I ended up getting the stock car one. It's like one of those little, the remote-controlled car things.
Mm.
That's the game I ended up getting. It's actually pretty fast-paced, and it actually is pretty fun to play. I played it once, and I've liked it so far.
Yeah, they wanted to release in their new Street Pass games. They wanted to make them faster plays. Because a lot of people were complaining about, like, well, there's too much effort involved in some of the other Street Pass games. Like, and even I don't do a lot of them because they take too long to play, which would be cool, like, if I play those Street Pass games other than at conventions where I'm just trying to clear people and go.
Literally the only time I've even looked at my Street Pass was when we went to the Indianapolis Comic Con.
Yep.
And again, there wasn't nearly as many as what I, like, at, say, like, RTX or something or OMG Con. Like, there were ridiculous amounts of
Street
Passes.
I was expecting a lot more Street Passes at ICC, but, I mean, it's fine. But, yeah, like, when we went to RTX, like, that light never stopped blinking.
It didn't.
It was always green.
Bunch of nerds.
Including us. We actually had at RTX, that was one of my favorite stories in there, just this real quick thing. We were playing Mario Kart via Share Kart, which we did the same thing at ICC, but we ended up getting...
Because I won. I'm a number one.
But we ended up getting, like, I think... It does 12, right?
It does 8, and we ended up playing with an additional, like, 3 or 4 people. So
yeah, we got
a full
lobby. Yeah. Of just, like, other random people that are waiting in line with us. Because I just shouted out, like...
Who's Luigi?
So I was like, hey, we're playing Mario Kart. Anybody want to jump in? Fine. And it's... I think the name on my cartridge is, Caleb, I think.
Oh, yeah, because I was very confused.
Because, like, I bought the game used, and it had everything unlocked. So I was like, I don't want to start a new game. So, yeah, we did the shout-out real quick. And, yeah, almost immediately, like, lobby filled up. Like, oh, cool.
And then, yeah, somebody else had it. And so, because that's the only way you cannot get a Shy Guy is if you also have the cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise you default to Shy Guy. And he's like, who's Luigi? And this guy's like, I'm Luigi. Like, cool.
Awesome.
Thanks for sneaking up on us. Pro tip, bring that to conventions. It's a good time.
Yeah, it's the best way to kill. Like, if you're at a big convention and you're waiting in line for an hour, 3DS is the best way to kill that time.
Yep.
But anyway, Tank Troopers. It's another, it's going to be an online, like a 3DS eShop exclusive. It looked kind of neat. You get different varieties of tanks that you have to fight with. It looked like a kid's version of World of Tanks, almost. It's kind of neat looking. I may or may not get it. Picross 3D is getting a new game. I was about to say, like, oh, really? You like Picross?
No, I'm being a dick.
That's fine. I actually like Picross a lot, but I don't really like the 3D versions. I just like the 2D Picross because I'm a simple man of simple pleasures.
I can't do it. I can do Sudoku, but I can't do the stupid Picto. My brain can't figure it out.
Because... It's basically like, using math to make a picture.
See, I know that, but it's like, I don't know how to play solitaire, but I know how to play Minesweeper. So I know how to do Sudoku, but I don't know how to do the goofy Pictocross thing.
Yeah, fair enough. Maybe it's not for everybody, but...
It's not for me.
Math is gross.
It's kind of cool. It's a great time killer for me. But anyway, we got the 30th anniversary Legend of Zelda amiibos.
Woohoo.
Which I kind of want all of them.
I want the Ocarina one.
Yeah, there's an 8-bit Link, an Ocarina of Time Link, another Toon Link, and a Toon Link or a Legend of or Wind Waker Zelda.
It's the Wind Waker Link.
Yep.
And he's doing the Will Smith pose pointing at Zelda just like
pretty much. And then we're getting Dark Horse is releasing another Zelda book. They're the ones that did the Hyrule collection. I forget what that book is called. Hyrule Saga.
Are you talking about like the big giant green book?
Yes.
It's red though. It's like the armor. Well, that, and
yeah,
items.
That's the first.
It's
one
like the history of Hyrule. I think is actually
Hyrule yeah. Historia.
Thank you. Yes. That's what it was. Yeah.
And then yeah, Dark Horse is releasing 3 new Zelda art books for the anniversary,
woo-hoo.
And the first is going to be called Art and Artifacts, and it's going to be it's going to feature over 2,000 illustrations. It's going to be
that's
a big
the
old
red
book.
One, right?
That's yes. many.
As many. And then we're also getting Skyward Sword on the Wii U. It's going to be available on the eShop. I think it's already available on the eShop. So if you didn't get a chance to play it.
Bomb Bowling.
Yep. Hyrule Warriors Legends for the 3DS is getting a DLC pack that includes Toon Link and Zelda, or Toon Link Zelda.
I had considered picking that up at one point.
I have too. Like every time I see it, and I had this conversation in the Legendary group chat. Every time I see Hyrule Warriors, I'm like, man, I want to get this game because it looks so much fun. But I know that I will be bored in less than an hour.
Yeah. Doesn't Shannon still have a copy?
No, he or traded Ethan? In almost immediately. Ethan might still have a copy.
So you could borrow it from Ethan.
Also,
just real quick, tangent. I have nothing against Zelda. I like the Legend of Zelda games that I've played, which aren't very many of, I'll admit. But I'm a little bit salty that Nintendo's doing all of this for their 30th anniversary when not like 2 months ago we had the Metroid anniversary and got nothing.
They didn't even mention it.
No. They're like, hey, yeah, so you didn't like the game where we kind of like took away what made her a cool female character, so you get nothing now.
And then you didn't like the game where we just kind of slapped Metroid title on it?
Hey, don't worry, you can do... What about Metroid Pinball? Because, you know, she goes into a ball.
Yeah, and then so they showed off more of the new Galaxy style 3DS, which I'll be honest, it looks like a pretty sexy little system. I want to see it in person.
If I was 14, that would be the 3DS I'd want.
Mandy
I might
wants
finally
it now.
Get a DS.
Mandy will.
I may get a 3DS now.
Yeah,
I thought you had one, don't you?
I got rid of it.
Oh, so you're going to spend money on 3DS, but you're not going to spend money on a PC. Okay.
So, in my defense.
He's got 5 credit cards. He can do whatever he wants.
Jeez. Right.
And those numbers are.
The expiration date is.
What if we just mug him and make him buy stuff?
There's four.
That's what we always tell him. We always tell him. It's like he always complains. Like, you guys make me do this dumbest thing. So it's like, no. You are lucky we are not bad people, because we could have him hooked on crank and like knocking over liquor stores just so easily.
It's really true.
It wouldn't be hard.
He is so gullible.
I am incorrigible to a fault.
Ooh, that's pretty.
So, yeah. I know, right? The term is enabling. That's the term.
Ace and I are the best enablers.
We cannot go shopping with Jesse, because you know he'll be like, yeah, you should get it, and like shove it in your face,
because
that's what he does.
And you do the same thing. We're all guilty of it.
No, I was like, why don't you own this Bulbasaur house? All I said, and you're like, oh, and I've seen you with it every single day.
It's all he needs is one person.
Yeah.
It's not like a $500 PC. It was like a $10 hat.
Yeah, well, the $500 PC is going to take some work, but I think we can eventually get him.
You put him in like one of those Velcro chairs.
I mean, I'm
kind of
thinking, like, you might as well just send me those, because now I got all this stuff. Like, I just need a monitor. I have a case. Like,
if you get it, you owe Jesse dinner for putting your computer together. That's the trade-off.
I think if I buy a PC, Jesse better be happy he has another person to play Overwatch with.
Okay.
I said another.
No. And I'm going to shut you up about it, because yesterday, Jesse's like, oh, let's jump on with this group of people that looks like they're on. Oh, you've already got a full group of five. And there was another person that was going to join us. So there were a total of eight people in that party.
Yep.
Jesus.
So he's got plenty of people to play Overwatch with, dog.
See, you don't need me.
Almost too many.
you don't need me to have a PC then.
See, my favorite is when we got like six people and they all have special edition XL 3DSs.
Yes, that was always fun. Like whenever we'd like do the St. Louis trips with Shannon.
When does that DS come out?
Should be out really soon.
Do we need to go put our pre-orders in, Mandy?
No, my birthday's coming up soon.
Or the star, the galaxy one?
Yeah, the galaxy one.
I like it because it's purple and I like anything space related, but it really just kind of looks like it's, oh, we did an iron-on patch.
It looks a little bit like that from the cover of it.
I'm glad you like it, Mandy. That's wonderful.
I don't care.
But yeah, 14, 15-year-old me would have loved that system.
23-year-old me wants it.
I know. I'm not saying I don't want it. I'm just like, I think my disappointment comes from it got its own video with Reggie. And the way that he hyped the word galaxy so hard made me think we were getting another like Mario Galaxy game for the 3DS.
Oh, sweet child.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, but look, it's a shiny 3DS. I'm like, well, I mean, that's neat, but
I also still have the original Zelda DS, so I'm like real far behind.
Yeah,
so
the black one with the gold trim on it. Yeah.
So like my son has a better DS than I do. So now I'm like, that's okay. Yep. I mean, but it's so pretty, and my birthday soon.
It is very pretty. All right, so back to this here. We got some previously announced games, got a little bit more info, like the new Phoenix Wright, Dragon Quest VIII, and Dragon Quest VII. Yo-Kai Watch 2 got some videos, Disney's Magical World 2.
I really want to pretend that they announced Dragon Quest VIII, and then everyone's like, what? Oh yeah, by the way, also, Dragon Quest VII.
Remakes, yay!
You played this on the PlayStation 2, but you'll buy it again. Like, yes, Nintendo,
I've actually always wanted to get into them because they always look kind of cool because it's like, oh, it's Pokemon, but like better RPG.
Well, no, it's more like Final Fantasy than Pokemon per se. But I will tell you, that game, you have to grind constantly. Like, there's a lot of level grinding in Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest IX, I didn't feel like had that much grinding. I really liked that one. Because like, it's Sentinels of the Starry Skies.
That one was really good.
I loved that game.
I got to the third boss fight with just one person realizing I have to make my own team. That's why there's nobody else joining me right now. But no, in my Dragon Quest experience was a lot of level grinding.
Yeah. Okay, so back to this here. Disney's Magical World 2, Shin Megami Tensei 4, Apocalypse.
Another series that always looked cool, especially like High School Asa. It was like, oh, it's like it's demons Animu. And yeah.
The Persona series looks amazing.
I want to play 5 when it comes out.
Yeah, eventually.
I know Lee really liked Persona.
Girl character 4. With floofy hair, and I'm like, yes.
Then we got a Sonic Boom's getting another game.
Why?
Because the show is ridiculously popular. Like, kids are just tripping on themselves over the show.
I want another Sonic Generations. It was for the 20th anniversary, and I get that, but that was just
was
a fun
so
game.
Good.
It was easily the best Sonic game to hit in the
Sonic
last
got a 20th
decade.
Anniversary celebration.
Uh-huh. Yoshi's World or Yoshi's Famous. Woolly World for the 3DS.
I am kind of happy. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's a Wii U it's a port from the Wii U game, but it is getting extra features, unlike the Mario Maker version.
And that actually makes me like, because the only game I have on my 3DS right now is Fire Emblem. And Pokemon. So I'm really actually excited that there's that it looks like between that and then I'm assuming it's on the list and I'm sorry, but like the Mario Sport collection.
Yes, the Mario Sport Superstars. I'm going to be getting that.
Between that, the Yoshi game is definitely feels like something I would rather play on a 3DS than the Wii U.
That was my thought when it came out too. It was just like, I wish this was portable.
And then Ever Oasis was announced, which is looks like Animal Crossing Desert. You have to, like, but with combat stuff, because you have to, like, make your oasis in the middle of the desert, that kind of stuff. There's dungeons and shit to fight. I make fun of it, but it actually does look kind of fun. I recommend checking out the trailer. Mario Sports Superstars, which is basically all of the sports games that you've liked in Mario, including baseball, tennis, soccer, golf, all on one cartridge.
And?
Horse racing.
There it is.
I was really hoping for curling.
No.
Oh, no, I'd be in
that. And then
that.
Pikmin's getting a 3DS title. Hey, so we got a 2D side-scrolling Pikmin, and I love that series. It's so much fun. So, yeah, I might end up picking that one up, too. But yeah, so that was Nintendo Direct. We're a little over on time, but once again, I wanted to mention our sponsors from Patreon. We have Josh Shinfield. He hasn't sent me a new update, so I'm assuming he wants me to just talk about this again. Press Start to Join is Joshua Shinfield's podcast. Look them up on Facebook. It's actually, like, they have a pretty solid gaming podcast, too. They do some Let's Plays and stuff like that. It's really neat. They're doing for Extra Life, which we've done before with Podzilla. It's basically a charity. They play video games for money to give to charities. It's really neat. And they're doing a couple of different runs, so check them out. I'm trying to find the link here real quick. You might have you guys talk amongst yourselves for just a second.
Asa, if you want to borrow Dragon Quest IX, I've actually still got the cartridge for it if you want to try it out.
I might.
Okay.
Overwatch has been just taking up all of my time, though.
That's fine. I'm just saying.
It's really, really good at doing that.
You're welcome to try it if you
Dalton,
like.
Dalton, when do you want to go buy that DS?
Mandy and I may be going to GameStop right after this.
Okay, here we go. extra-life.org/team/PS2J show.
Press start to join.
Yep, press start to join show.
Thanks for following me on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah, and thank you for the donations. And thank you all of our Patreon founders. If you guys want to donate and get your plugs read on air, all you have to do is head over to patreon.com/podzilla1985. Check out the donor entries there. All it takes is $10 for us to plug you every week on this show or whatever show you want. For $1, your name will be forever inscribed on our website. And then there's rumors of a $50 deep cut. We'll get into. If you want more information about that, check out Thursday's show.
Don't do it.
You know, honestly, if we do the $50, we'll do a special show for you. I would much rather give them a show that just us talking about what they want us to talk about, as long as it's not, you know, really bad. Like, I don't want to have to do like a 40-minute My Little Pony episode that I have to do research for because some fool paid $50.
See,
like,
that's not where I thought you were going to go with really bad. But
I guess
it's the Sunday show.
It's the Sunday show. So My Little Pony's as deep as I'm going to go on this one. Okay. But like, I don't like if you want us to talk about something that you want us like and you want a special show, I'll do $50 for that, but not the underground mixtape.
Good thing Dalton doesn't get to make these decisions. So, last Thursday, we talked about the underground mixtape. If you guys want more information about that, check that show out. But anyway, thank you, though, for tuning in. Thank you, Mandy, Dalton, Asa, and Stephanie for joining me. We'll see you guys next week.